Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Educational Group and Corporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment program for families of preschool and school-aged children, including children of special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschool students. On the show with me, I have Ms. Priscilina Sheeran, who is joining me as a co-host on today's show regarding the topic of homeschooling. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Ms. Sheeran.
Oh, well, thank you, Brianna. It's my pleasure to be on the show with you today.
And, Priscilina, you're starting your own show next month, which is very exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. I will start my show near the end of March, so look for that. It will pick up with Common Core, and I will go ahead and try to dispel myths and rumors about Common Core, as well as discuss the truth and bring to the forefront new research which concerns Common Core.
Great. So for everyone who is listening, make sure to check out Priscilina's show, which will air in March.
Yes.
Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org, or you may contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for the week. The Northwest Ohio Maple Syrup Producers would like to extend an invitation to fourth or fifth grade students to attend Maple Syrup Education Day on Wednesday, March 23rd, is a one-day presentation at the Williams County Fairgrounds in Montpelier, Ohio, 619 East Main Street. During the Maple Syrup Education Day, children will learn about the maple sap collection, tree tapping, and gathering of sap in buckets, the evaporation process. This shows how the sap is boiled down to make pure maple syrup. There will also be a living history presentation about maple sugaring. This day will provide lessons in both science and history to students. This educational event is scheduled for Wednesday, March 23rd, and will be offered to school families. This year, the homeschool session will be held along with the fifth grade public school children. The homeschool family session will begin promptly at 12 noon and end at 2 p.m. If you are interested in participating in this event, please notify the Williams Soil and Water Conservation District office in Bryan by calling 419-636-9395, extension 3, or by emailing amichaels@williamswcd.org. As soon as possible, the exact number of people that will be attending. The schedule and map will be forwarded at a later date. Please note that the first 75 homeschool family members will be able to attend. After that, everyone will be placed on a wait list and will be notified if someone else cancels. John Paulding Days will be on July 8th through 9th, 2016. The New Heights Educational Group has been invited as a local nonprofit to be a food game vendor. We are looking for volunteers to see if anyone is interested in setting up a game or food booth at this event as a fundraiser for a nonprofit. The Clark family will not be able to attend because this is a busy time for their family. So the organization really is in need of someone to take the lead for this event. Don't forget that Shannon Williamson hosts a reading show every week where she shares magical stories with her audience. Now back to today's show that is dedicated towards the topic. Homeschooling is actually a heavily debated topic as there are people who are for homeschooling, but many do argue that it is best for children to attend a regular brick and mortar school such as a public school or a private school. So homeschooling, also known as a home-based education, is an age-old traditional educational practice that a decade ago appeared to be cutting-edge and alternative, but it is now bordering on mainstream in the United States. It may be actually the fastest-growing form of education in the U.S., and home-based education has also been growing around the world in many other countries, including Australia, Canada, France, Japan, Kenya, Russia, Mexico, South Korea, Thailand, and the UK. There are about 2.2 million home educated students in the United States, and the number keeps growing. It appears the homeschool population is continuing to grow very steadily at an estimated 2% to 8% annually over the past few years. Families engaged in home-based education, known as homeschooling, are non-dependent funded resources for their children's education. The finances associated with their homeschooling likely represent over $24 billion that American taxpayers do not have to spend annually since these children are not in public schools, and most homeschool families have to spend their own money on resources and educating the students, including the purchasing of textbooks and supplies needed for homeschooling. Many people do argue that homeschooling is one of the best methods of educating students, and one of the main reasons as to why homeschooling is so popular is because students are able to have a customized or individualized curriculum and learning environment. Many people believe that each child is individual and should have a special way of learning. And this is also supported by the fact that there are students who are visual learners and others who learn in other ways. Some believe that homeschooling accomplishes more academically than in a regular school, as they feel that regular schools take away most precious time from students that they could use spending on other things. Schooling enhances family relationships between children and parents and among siblings, as students spend more time at home and are able to socialize more with their family. And most importantly, some believe that homeschooling provides a safer environment for children and youth because of physical violence, drugs, and alcohol, psychological abuse, racism, and improper and unhealthy sexuality associated with institutionalized schools. And this also goes on to the next point as to why some families homeschool, and it is because they feel that homeschooling allows them to teach and impact a particular set of values, beliefs, and worldview to children and youth. So many families and parents feel as if homeschooling gives students a way of learning that is safe from a traditional learning environment that may have things such as drugs and alcohol and other harmful things that may negatively impact the students. So, Crystalina, you and I talked a little bit about homeschooling and how you had some background knowledge on education at home and homeschooling. So what are your personal thoughts on homeschooling a child?
Well, my personal, they go both ways. It is very good for the points that you pointed out. It makes a bond. It grows a bond between, you know, the family, family units and things like that. But I've always been under the impression that maybe the social skills, socialization with other people are not at the forefront when you homeschool a child, especially if it's just one-on-one. And because the student is getting, the child is getting more one-on-one attention than they are able to get in the public school or brick-and-mortar environment. So it goes two ways with me. It's a good idea because it is building that bond, that family bond. But then again, we have to look at the socializational skills that the child is learning, especially young children, because we know if the young children get most of their socialization skills through going to daycare, being with others their own age, and then throughout the educational environment, middle school, high school, and also elementary school.
I definitely have to agree with you, and I think that's actually one of the main reasons as to why some people are opposed to homeschooling, because they think that homeschoolers are kind of secluded from their peers and may not necessarily have that social interaction that those who attend a brick-and-mortar school do. And I think I agree with you that this especially goes for younger grades where a student is just developing in elementary school or even in middle school, and they really need to be among their peers to learn the behavioral skills and how to interact with other peers, which will help them in the future. So I definitely have to agree with you on that. So do you think that there are some alternatives as to how can homeschoolers continue to be educated at home but also have this experience of interacting with others?
Well, yes, I do, Brianna. For example, sports. Sports would be a good way that you can, the student, the child could be, learn socialization skills. I know many communities have community sports teams. They could go to the Y. For example, my community has both the Y for sports. They have pay-to-play sports teams in everything from soccer to basketball and football, baseball, all that. So they could use something. The parents that are homeschooling their child could reach out to the community for the socialization skills through sports. And that way they can also in turn do the PE credit that they would need. So that's what I'm thinking. What about you, Brianna? How do you feel about that?
I definitely agree with you. I think that joining sports clubs is a great way for homeschoolers to meet with their peers and also at the same time participate in sports, which is very healthy for children. I also want to add on that there are many youth groups that are provided by communities, especially in local churches, which I think that students can attend who are homeschooled and receive this interaction between their peers. I also recently discovered that there are field trips that are offered by homeschool communities and organizations that allow homeschool families and students to travel together and go on certain trips to museums and other areas. So I think those are definitely some opportunities for homeschoolers to utilize and use. And I also want to add, I think another great way of for homeschoolers to participate is in volunteer opportunities. I think volunteering is an incredible way for students to build skills that they may need professionally in the future while helping in the local community. There are also some internships offered to high school students that can be done by homeschoolers. So I definitely think that homeschoolers have a wide spectrum of the activities that they can participate in, and homeschoolers should really utilize that outside of their homeschool environment. So those are my thoughts on how homeschoolers can interact and socialize even if they do not go to a regular school. Recently, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say I would tend to agree with you, especially with the volunteer avenue. Not only could the homeschooler volunteer, but it still could be a family bonding experiment, and the entire family could volunteer to do something as well.
Definitely. I agree with you. And I think looking at resources that are offered by communities and by organizations, families should really investigate on what they can grasp and what they can all do, and like you said, participating as a family in volunteering. So I think those are definitely some great ways for homeschoolers to participate in their community, even if they do not attend a regular school. So I definitely agree with you, Priscilla. Recently, I saw an article online that talked about the academic performance of homeschoolers. And this is actually one of the main reasons as to why I chose this topic for today, because a university conducted a study that compared homeschool graduated students to those who completed from those who graduated a local school. And the study reported that 66.7% compared to 57.5% and earned higher grade point averages along the way, according to a study that compared students at one doctoral university from 2004 through 2009. So the research study titled Exploring Academic Outcomes of Homeschooled Students, done by Michael Kogan at the University of St. Thomas in 2009, revealed very interesting results. The results showed that students who were homeschooled actually received higher ACT scores than those who attended public's ACT composite score of homeschoolers was 26.5%. compared to those in public school who received 25.0 and those in private school who received 25.6. And the average high school GPA of homeschool students was 3.74 compared to those in public schools with a 3.56 and those in private schools with a 3.43. And the transfer GPA of homeschool students was 3.65, while those in public schools had a 3.43 and those in private schools had a 3.42. So I think these are definitely interesting results that show that homeschool students actually tend to outperform those students who are in public schools and in private schools. So the home educated typically score 15 to 30 percentile points above public school students on standardized academic achievement tests. Homeschool students score above average on achievement tests regardless of their parents' level of formal education or their family's household income. And a degree of state control and regulation of homeschooling is not related to academic achievement. And overall, home-educated students typically score above average on the SAT and ACT tests that colleges consider for admission. So I think this is definitely interesting and something to actually think about as to why homeschool students tend to outperform those students who attend a regular brick-and-mortar school. So, Priscilla, Why do you think that the results of the study showed that homeschool students were, in fact, outperforming those in public and private schools?
Well, Brianna, I think I was listening very closely to that, and I found the findings to be I was just outdone. But I'm thinking, coming from a public school setting, there are so many distractions. There are so many distractions while that student is in class. The bell will ring. There may be a fire drill. You know, just distractions in the class while they are learning, but they cannot focus 100% of the time on learning because they got to filter through all of the distractions. While in homeschool, we already know there probably will not be a fire drill. There will not be an impromptu announcement. Nothing like that will happen. And also, the child may will not be in fear for, you know, pull off into somebody else's conversation. Or we all know about bullying. They will not, they'll be secure. So that gives them 100% of their time to focus on the material at hand.
Definitely. And you mentioned that public schools and private schools have many distractions. And I think that's definitely true. When the child goes to a brick-and-mortar school, they're surrounded by other students. And there are many students in class who use cell phones, who text in class, who talk with their friends and socialize in class instead of listening to what the teacher is saying. So I think many times students are also distracted by other students, which can decrease the learning that they are receiving in school. And you also mentioned that when a student is educated at home, they are not distracted by the so-called fire drills or other events that happen in school. So I definitely think that is something that did influence the study, as there are more distractions in a public school setting rather than there are in homeschooling. And you also mentioned an interesting topic, bullying. And I think that is also a reason as to why many families want to homeschool their children, to seclude them from this negative environment that occurs, especially in middle school. There are many students who are constantly bullied in school, who are teased by their classmates, who are made fun of, and all of this limits the education that a student can receive and actually psychologically negatively impacts the student. So I definitely think that homeschooling is certainly an alternative for public school or private school if a student is in fact bullied or is teased in school or considers the school environment to be something that is negative for the student. So I definitely agree with you, Priscilina, and the points that you mentioned on homeschooling.
Okay, thank you.
So overall, my thoughts on homeschooling, I do have to say that I think that homeschooling is a great way for students to learn, and it's something that is increasing in the United States, and I have a positive outlook on homeschooling. I think if a family wants to homeschool their children and thinks that it is the best way for the student to learn, that they should have the right to do that. I do think that if a student is homeschooled, that they should participate in other things outside of school, such as you mentioned, Priscilina, sports or youth groups, volunteering, internships, or something else outside of the environment of homeschooling, so that they are able to socialize with those outside and are able to really receive that the skills of communication and interacting with their peers. So that's what I think on homeschooling. Priscilina, what are your final thoughts on homeschooling?
Well, my final thoughts on homeschooling would be that homeschooling, like you pointed out with the research, is becoming a norm not only for the United States but other countries as well. I think it is a valuable way to home, to teach a student. It creates a bond between the family, and also if there's for some reason, unfortunately, bullying or something going on in the school that just cannot be stopped, or teasing, it is a way for the student to still get an education and feel and be in a safe environment. Also, I agree with homeschooling simply because of the another fact that you pointed out in your research is that it does not matter the educational background of the parent, the homeschooler is still able to achieve a GPA of a 3.65 or better. So that's great.
Definitely. I think it's great that homeschooling is around to provide parents and students with alternative ways of still being educated and able to go to college if they are unable to or unwilling to go to a regular brick-and-mortar school. So definitely I agree with you, Priscilla. Thank you to everyone for tuning into this week's show. Thank you to Ms. Priscilla Sheeran for appearing on the show today as Athelina.
Oh, God, it was the best fun I've had in a long time. I appreciate you for having me as your co-host.
Thank you so much. Thank you once again for everyone for tuning in this week. Have a great rest of the day, everyone, and take care. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Raise me up to more.